How would you like to be remarkable? I mean, I'm sure you're pretty great, but what if you could perform at the level of a Steve Wozniak or a Jane Goodall? Do yourself a favor and listen to these five big ideas from Think Remarkable, 9 Extraordinary Habits That Will Transform Your Life and Illuminate the World by Guy Kawasaki with Madison Neismer. Guy is the chief evangelist of Canva, an online graphic design tool, and previously was an advisor to the Motorola business unit of Google and chief evangelist of Apple. Here he is to share five big ideas from his book.
Aloha, I'm Guy Kawasaki. I am the co-author of a book called Think Remarkable. This is my book bite. My five key insights are these. 1, sweat the small stuff. 2, adopt the growth mindset. 3, make yourself indispensable. 4, do good shit. 5, fulfill your success obligé. These are my five key insights for how to become remarkable, to make a difference, and to murder your mediocrity. Let's start with 1. Sweat the small stuff. People are judging you all the time. And they judge you not just by the big things like your degree and your work experience, but also the tiny little things that you may not even notice anymore. For example, what's your email address? Are you still hanging out on AOL.com? Do you still have a Yahoo.com email address? That's embarrassing. Another small detail. What does your avatar look like? Is it a picture where your face is cropped out of a wedding reception? Is it a picture where you pose with your frat brothers or sorority sisters? Or have you taken a good portrait photo that shows you're likable, competent, and trustworthy? 2, adopt a growth mindset. A growth mindset means you believe that you can learn new skills, you can have new interests, you can develop yourself. You are but a slice of time, and time changes and you will change with it. A fixed mindset is quite the opposite. It means that you believe that you are what you are. You're not going to be any better. And even more dangerous, you're not going to be any worse. So adopting a growth mindset means that you believe that you can learn new things. You can assume new tasks. You can do all those things if you want to make a difference and if you want to be remarkable. Let me just tell it to you straight. You have to have a growth mindset. 3, make yourself indispensable. I learned this from Andrew Zimmern. He is the famous chef who had that bizarre series called Bizarre Foods, where he went all over the world eating bizarre things. When he was about 30, he became the world's oldest intern, and he had 3 internships at once. He told me, "This is my career advice. Wherever you are, make yourself indispensable. This will open up opportunities for you. This will mean that you will get more attention." And so how do you make yourself indispensable? Well, you do whatever it takes. When he was working for the TV station, they asked for someone to help lay cable. He raised his hand. They asked for someone to set up lighting. He raised his hand. They asked someone to help with video editing. He raised his hand. Pretty soon he was indispensable. And guess what? Indispensable people get more opportunities. You gotta pay the price. It's that simple. Make yourself indispensable. Ask yourself every day, am I indispensable to this organization? 4 is do good shit. There is no better way to say this. The way it works is, if you want to be remarkable, it's not about positioning yourself as a thought leader or a visionary or the next Elon Musk, God help you, or the next Steve Jobs. What you have to do is do good shit. This means you make a great product, you make a great service, you make a great team, you build something, you make a difference. You don't have to be Steve Jobs, you don't have to be Jane Goodall, you don't have to be Elon Musk. You can change one person, one team, one classroom. This person can even be yourself, but you have to do good shit. When you do good shit, the people around you will have no other choice but to think that you are remarkable. Number five is this. There's a concept called noblesse oblige, which is the obligations of the nobility to help people less fortunate. My father explained this concept to me when I was in high school, and I have come to not like the term. And the reason is it has this kind of haughty upper crust, this arrogant, I'm nobility, and I'm such a wonderful, noble person that I realize I gotta help you peons, which I think is a total crap attitude. So rather than fulfill your noblesse oblige, I suggest to you that you have to fulfill your success oblige. This means that when you are successful, you realize, yes, it's because of your growth and your grit, and you're making yourself indispensable and you're doing good shit, but it's also because lots of people helped you. Lots of lucky things came your way. You are not solely responsible for your success. So because you aren't solely responsible, you understand that you have a moral obligation to help others. You went through a door to become successful. Your obligation is to leave that door open. Even better, you make the door even bigger so other people can come in. That's your success oblige. I have this theory that in the first third of your life, you're underpaid. In the second third of your life, you're overpaid. And in the last part of your life, this is when you build your legacy. And this is when you pay back. So, underpaid, overpaid, pay back. I interviewed 200 some odd remarkable people for my podcast. And guess what? Everybody came to the end of their career and they all realized, I need to help the next generation. So yes, you progress through growth, grit, and grace. Those are the three stages of becoming a remarkable person. Now, the instructions from the Next Big Idea Club was to have five key insights. But I always over-deliver, so I'm going to give you one more. This is number six. This is plus one from Guy. Number six is make your decisions right. And what I mean by this is that so much of our effort, data wonks and analysis and all this great stuff, is about making the right decision. It's as if with enough work and with enough data, you can make the absolutely singular right decision. I think you are deceiving yourself if you believe that's how the world works. So what I'm recommending instead is that you take your best shot at a decision, knowing full well that it could be wrong, unforeseen circumstances, mistaken circumstances. Who knows that lightning strikes and your decision was wrong. So rather than focusing only on making the right decision, I'm telling you that remarkable people make their decisions right, which means they take whatever decision they made, their best guess, their best shot, and then they work to make that decision right. That is about implementation. That is about actualization. Let me tell you one last story. I went to this surfing competition in Manhattan Beach about 6 months ago. And the way a surfing competition works is you have a limited amount of minutes, 12, 20 minutes or so, and you have six other people in the water with you. And much of surfing involves looking out to sea and making the right decision. Is that the right wave? Is that the right place to sit? Is this the right time to turn and paddle? And I watched my daughter, and on one wave, she was sitting in absolutely the wrong place. She not only couldn't make the right decision, the decision was made for her. This wave just came down and was going to crash on her. It looked like impending doom. But what did she do? She turned and paddled. And so instead of focusing on making the right decision, she made the decision right. She turned and she paddled and she caught this just crap of a wave and she got a ride out of it and she even had a cross step. Cross stepping, for those of you who don't know, means that you pop up on the board and you walk to the nose. which is, let me tell you, is one of the hardest things to do. I've spent 10 years trying to achieve that. The bottom line is, these are the 6 insights. Sweat the small stuff. Adopt a growth mindset. Make yourself indispensable. Do good shit. Fulfill your success obligé. And make your decisions right. And this will mean you will make a difference. You'll be remarkable. And you will murder your mediocrity. Guy Kawasaki signing off here. Remember, the name of the book is Think Remarkable. 9 paths to transform your life and make a difference. It's our best shot at giving you 88 ways to make a difference, gleaned from hundreds of interviews of very remarkable people like Jane Goodall, Steve Wozniak, Stacey Abrams, Vivek Murthy, Bob Cialdini, Stephen Wolfram, Angela Duckworth, Katie Milkman. We took 200 hours of podcasts and 5,000 pages of transcripts and boiled it down to 170 pages for you because we want to help you make a difference and be remarkable. Thank you. Aloha. Mahalo.
Thank you, Guy. That was Big Ideas from Think Remarkable, 9 Extraordinary Habits That Will Transform Your Life and Illuminate the World by Guy Kawasaki and Madison Neismer. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.